Welcome to Media Minutes, a weekly review of news related to the intersection of media and democracy. I'm Stevie Converse.
And I'm Candace Clement.
And I'm Libby Reinisch.
This week is Sunshine Week. Now in its eighth year, Sunshine Week is a time to stand up for the importance of open government and freedom of information. To mark the occasion, Free Press volunteers all over the country paid a visit to their local broadcast stations to inspect their public files. Buried in these largely unknown treasure troves is critical information about how our media outlets serve our communities, as well as information about who is paying for political advertisements in this era of unlimited campaign spending. Steve Walker, the former state archivist of Idaho, signed up to visit KTVB in Boise. He was surprised to learn where the money for political ads aired in Idaho is coming from.
It really kind of shocked me to see a lot of the things coming from out-of-state interest. It isn't in-state money funding a lot of things. It's out-of-state money.
Even a longtime open government advocate like Walker was unaware that broadcast stations maintained public files. He now feels motivated to visit other local stations.
I think that I will be more assertive in investigating our various television stations and seeing where the message is coming from. Is it coming from right here, or is it coming from somewhere else?
Walker relies on broadcast stations and newspapers for news and information.
I'm pretty old-fashioned in that we don't have cable. I just have the old airwaves. Their coverage on local traffic accidents or a fire or something like that is fairly good, but political coverage is pretty much what they've been handed out in press releases. It's not a whole lot of investigative reporting.
When asked why he decided to participate in Free Press's Sunshine Week action, Walker said he's simply passionate about the cause.
I've just been a long supporter for openness in government and transparency in government. I think that's the essence of democracy. I think there is an awful tendency more and more for secrecy and doing things behind closed doors than out into the bright light of the public.
To learn more about Sunshine Week, visit sunshineweek.org. To learn more about visiting your local station, visit savethenews.org. In a nod to Sunshine Week, the Senate Judiciary Committee held a hearing to discuss new exemptions to the Freedom of Information Act. Congress is considering sealing off more material by using the proposed Cybersecurity Act to expand the definition of critical infrastructure information. Senator Patrick Leahy, who serves as committee chairman, called the hearing to examine how to balance the need to protect sensitive government information and to honor the public's right to know about threats to their health and safety.
Legislation on FOIA should not be a partisan issue, because I don't care whether you have a Democratic or Republican administration, there's always going to be some who are going to want to say, why do we have to release this information? Well, my response would be because you represent all Americans and we have a right to it.
Retired Marine Master Sergeant Jerry Ensminger spoke to the committee. He lost his 9-year-old daughter to leukemia in 1985. He attributes her death to the contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, where Ensminger was based. It wasn't until 1997 that he learned that the water was tainted. In his own investigation, he came up against a concerted effort to hide the truth.
Throughout the history of this situation and to this very day, representatives of the Department of the Navy and Marine Corps have knowingly provided investigating or studying agencies with incorrect data. They have omitted data. They have obfuscated facts and told many half-truths and total lies.
Ensminger says that the U.S. Navy and Marine Corps are attempting to suppress public knowledge regarding Camp Lejeune studies by redefining key details as critical infrastructure information.
Mr. Chairman, the last thing we need is more secrecy disguised as a concern for security of critical infrastructure.
Panelist Kenneth Bunting, Executive Director of National Freedom of Information Coalition at the Missouri School of Journalism, agreed with Ensminger.
We believe any new cybersecurity or critical infrastructure exemptions should contain at a minimum a tight definition of the information to be exempted, a sunset for the law and for the protection attached to the information, and a public interest balancing test that allows legitimately protected information to remain protected, but not information being withheld primarily to protect the government from embarrassment.
You've been listening to Media Minutes, a production of Free Press, a national nonpartisan organization working to reform the media. For more information, visit freepress.net.